Good evening, everyone. This is the Pacifica National Board Finance Committee meeting of July 19th, 2016. My name is Brian Edwards-Tiegert. I'm the chair of the committee. I'm going to ask our secretary, R. Paul Martin, to please call the roll.
Hi. Sam Agarwal.
Present.
Nick Arena.
Present.
Fred Blair.
Here.
Adriana Kasanov.
Here.
Joseph Davis?
Present.
Brian Edwards-Tiegert?
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. Tony Norman?
Present.
Michael Novick?
Present.
Serene Roberts? Barbara Whipperman?
Here.
That's 10. We have a quorum.
Thank you, R. Paul. We're on to agenda approval. I circulated a proposed agenda earlier today. May I get a motion to approve it?
So moved.
I'll take that motion from Barbara Whipperman. Does anyone wish to propose any changes to the agenda?
Actually, I want to add something, and so maybe I'm is it legit to second it? Anyway.
Yeah. Yes, you can.
All right. Yes, I want to add something.
Okay. What do you want to add?
Something I emailed the group just recently, and I don't know how many of you have been able to read it. It's brief. I have two things to bring up regarding the funding crisis that we're all in and worried about. And one is... just to let everybody on the NFC know how the KPFA LSB reacted to our motions that we passed on, that we hope the PNB will act on, of the fundraising ideas, and to announce my personal interest in the one about the no-interest loans. And I intend to make
Barbara,
a small one myself. The second item is... To discuss
Barbara, what we need is an item title and a location on the agenda.
Well, the item title can be the email that I mailed at 5:12 regarding funding crisis, and it has two parts. And I would prefer it to be prior to the CFO's report, but I realize that might not fly. And the very least is that the second item, I want us to discuss this tonight early in the meeting. This last section that I was going to just say is very, very current, and we need to address it, and we can't let it be because it came in so close to the time we call the meeting, forgotten or left until next time. This is
okay, but I'm just trying to separate what your proposal is from the argument for the proposal.
I know I'm trying
so
not to.
The item title is going to be current funding crisis. The position is going to be before the CFO report, and what is the length you are proposing?
Well, I would propose 10 minutes.
Okay.
Regarding funding crisis, 10 minutes.
10 minutes regarding funding crisis.
Yes.
Immediately before the CFO report.
Yes. And if Sam agrees.
No, it's up to the committee, not Sam.
Well, he's one of them.
Yeah. Paul, are you clear on what the proposal is?
It's an amendment to add to the agenda, quote, current funding crisis, unquote, before the CFO report for 10 minutes.
Yes. I would like to propose amending that amendment to put it after the special meeting schedule. That's item 5.5. I think a lot of the issues Barbara raised would be fair game during the CFO report, and he should lead the discussion.
I agree.
Brian, I have a motion also to add to the agenda.
Okay, we can't take more amendments until we dispose of these two. So, Currently pending, we have an agenda motion, Barbara's amendment, which is to insert her 10-minute item before the CFO report, and my sub-amendment, which is to change the location to after what is currently item 5, special meeting schedule. Do you have that, Paul?
Can I ask a question?
Hold on a second. Let's make sure.
To amend the amendment by making the time after after special meeting schedule.
Correct. What's your question, Barbara?
Well, I'm worried that the CFO report and the questions and all carrying on with that would take longer than the 30 minutes that's allotted. And it could take our whole meeting, as we know sometimes happens. So I would be happy to drop or to, you know, melt in the thing you're proposing.
Barbara, you asked for the floor for a question.
Can we have some limit on the 30 minutes so that the thing that I want to bring
agenda,
in?
The agenda as currently proposed has a time limit of 30 minutes. If you see that 30 minutes has elapsed in the CFO report and you call time, it can only be extended by a two-thirds vote of the committee.
All right.
Assuming the budget, agenda is approved.
Okay.
Okay. Is there any objection to my sub-amendment, which is to move Barbara's item to appear after item 5?
Well, that was what I was talking about, was an objection to that. But
so do you object?
I don't want to spend a lot of time on it. I just want us to talk about this early. I guess the answer is no, Brian.
Okay. Hearing no objection, that has modified Barbara's amendment. Does anyone object to the main amendment now, which is adding this item to the agenda as item 5? We'll call it 5.5. Okay, hearing none, that amendment is incorporated into the proposed amendment. We're open to further amendments. I heard Fred Blair.
Yes, I have a motion that should be added also to the agenda on a basically asking the CFO to have a lockbox for the National Office mailer that's going to take place shortly, creating a lockbox here in L.A. for that mailer.
Okay, where do you want to put that amendment? That motion?
Looking here at the agenda, it should probably come after Barbara's motion.
Okay, and time limit?
It shouldn't take long, 5 to 10 minutes.
Just pick one so it's clear what we're voting on.
5 minutes.
Okay. And do you have language on the motion you'd like us to add?
I have the motion. I can mail it out if you'd like right now.
That would be very helpful. We can agendize the item, but it's helpful to our secretary to have the language ahead of time.
I have a question.
I just sent it.
What's your question, Barbara?
I just want to clarify what Fred was saying. Is this a box for the Pacifica mailing?
We'll discuss the motion if and when we get to that item on the agenda. The question now is whether to put it on the agenda and where.
If it's the Pacific, okay.
Okay. So I just sent it out. You should be getting it.
Okay. The wording is apparently on its way, Paul. The proposal right now is to add immediately before item 6. Lockbox for National Office mailing as an agenda item. 5 minutes long. Got it? Our Paul waiting on a green light from you.
Yeah, I'm typing it in. All right, so the amendment is to add immediately before motion referred from PNB for NFC review. Lockbox for National Office mailing, 5 minutes.
Correct. Is there any objection to that amendment? Okay, hearing none, that's now incorporated into the proposed agenda. Are there any further amendments to the agenda?
Tony?
Yes, Tony?
Just a quick, it don't have to be a formal amendment. We just want to introduce our interim treasurer when the time comes appropriate to introduce himself.
Oh, I'm sorry. We should have done that during roll call. Please go ahead.
So, yes, this is Nick Arena, the interim treasurer for WPFW in Washington. Happy to be here. I've got a career in commercial banking and not-for-profit management for about 27 years, and I was recently elected to that position last week. I look forward to participating in this group.
Welcome aboard, Nick. It's good to have you. And do give our thanks to Eileen for her months of service on this committee and as your treasurer at WPFW. Any further amendments to the agenda? Hearing none, is there any objection to the agenda as amended? Hearing none, the agenda is now approved. We are on to minutes approval. The first set of minutes we have is for June 21st, 2016. Does anyone wish to move approval?
So moved.
Wipperman moves approval of the minutes of June 21st. Does anyone wish to propose any changes?
I just need
hearing
to... I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I need to abstain. I haven't had a chance to read them.
Are you requesting a roll call vote?
I'm requesting that my abstention be noted.
Paul, can you please call the roll on the minutes of June 21st, 2016?
Okay. All right. The motion is to approve the minutes of the June 21st meeting. Sima Garwal.
Yes.
Nick Arena.
Yes.
Fred Blair.
Yes.
Adriana Kasanov. Joseph Davis.
Abstain.
Brian Edwards-Tiekert.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin, yes. Tony Norman?
Yes.
Michael Novick?
Yes.
Serene Roberts?
Abstain.
Barbara Wipperman?
Yes.
Going back, Adriana Kasanov? All right. 8-4-0 against 2 abstentions.
The minutes of June 21st are approved. We're on to the minutes of July 6, 2016. That was our special meeting. Can I get a motion?
So moved.
Thank you, Barbara. Does anyone wish to propose any changes to the minutes of July 6, 2016? Hearing no amendments, are there any objections to the minutes of July 6, 2016?
This is Serene, same as before.
R. Paul, can you please call the roll on the minutes of July 6, 2016?
Motion is to approve the minutes of the July 6, 2016 meeting. Sima Garwal.
Yes.
Nick Arena.
Yes.
Fred Blair.
Abstain.
Adriana Kasanov. Joseph Davis.
Abstain.
Brian Edwards-Tiekert.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin. Yes. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Michael Novick.
Yes.
Serene Roberts.
Abstain.
Barbara Wipperman.
Yes.
Adriana Kasanov. Okay. 7-4-0 against 3 abstentions.
The minutes of July 6th are now approved, and we are on to the CFO report. Again, a reminder to the committee, we give the CFO 10 minutes to report, then we allow 10 minutes for questions only. And we have 10 minutes for discussion, during which it's also appropriate to bring motion, if you wish to. So we'll start with you, Sam. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, Brian, and good evening, everybody. So let me start with my CFO report that I had sent to the PNB. I'm using that as the same basis for the Finance Committee meeting because the issues are still current and very relevant. So let me start with the first point, the fiscal year 14 audit. So the only holdup there is we have not been able to make the payment. They expect at least 35 to 40,000 before they can release the audited statements. And currently we don't have that money. So this is causing a whole set of problems because we cannot renew our insurance for the directors and officers' liability that will expire on August 11th. And we also cannot enter into negotiations with the Empire State Building for the WBI rent. So that's a very important concern that we have. Moving to cash flow concerns, the WPFW, looking at the bank balance and looking at their cash flow, looks like that, say, it may be very difficult for them to make the payroll for 731. And apart from that, there will be other critical payments that will be outstanding. The central services payment alone is more than 150,000 that the station has not been able to pay. The moving on to WBAI, they were not able to make the payroll for 715, and some salary advances were given, which were not enough and not for everybody. We have also not been able to make payment of the healthcare dues for WBAI for about 9,000, but that is affecting the other stations as well. WBAI, WPFW, and KPFT, because we make a combined payment of one bill. And that's, again, a very serious concern. And on the same line, the health insurance for the PRA has also not been able to be made for about $4,000 because they don't have the funding. The stations are not able to make the payment for the central services. So their finances are affected very badly. Moving to KPFA, they had given a notice to the union as they want to make a reduction of about $200,000. So they are also experiencing cash flow shortage at this time. And overall, I would say that this has impacted the national office finances very bad. Right now, we are just reduced to making payments of some very critical services, which are very, very essential. And it is kind of very unfortunate that now that even KPFT has fallen back. Just today, we noticed that they are about 3 months behind in payment of central services. So let me move to the other point. I have put together a list of the workload and the priorities, that is the point number six, and that will indicate the kind of workload that we have at this at the national office at this time. And it will be kind of an understatement to say that, say, we are literally swamped. We are just closing the books for 2014, but at the same time we are keeping the books current for 2016 and also trying to find some time to complete the books for 2015. At the same time, we have some very critical returns to file. We have just completed the retirement return 5500, and now we are in a time crunch to complete Form 990, which is the annual return. And let me point out that this is all the backlog from the prior years, fiscal year 15, that we are trying to catch up. I will not go into other details, but you will see that there's a long list of some very urgent items that have to be covered. Let me move on to the update on National Office Finance Staffing. Right now, we have about 75% of the team to be new because we had to replace almost three people from 2015 team. But I would like to publicly thank for the new team for the dedicated effort that they are doing, and they have been able to manage and accomplish quite a bit in a very short period of time. We could complete almost a 2014 audit, and we are able to handle almost double the volume of activity that is coming at us. We are also laying the groundwork for preparing balance sheet and cash flow statement. That was a major deficiency in the past accounting. We have a critical shortage of two people, one who is a senior accountant and who may have the FRX reporting experience and advanced accounting. And the second shortage that we have is about the HR matters, because we don't have in staff somebody who can deal with almost 100 employees who want to get the HR help, whether it may be employee healthcare enrollment or termination of employees or whatnot. And that's a serious bottleneck that we are experiencing. The accountants are not skilled in this job, so that takes a lot of time and a lot of follow-up. I'm moving to point number 8, which is the Great Plains Accounting Software. I have dealt with this issue in great detail through emails, so I will just be very brief that this is a critical thing and that needs, say, upgrading. But because the money is tight, so I will continue to kind of wait and watch what may be a good time. The point number 9 is internal controls, and I have provided an update in my CFO report because a question was asked about the current status. So as you would see, there are a number of deficiencies that we encounter on a daily basis. Whether it may be kind of weak accounting or lack of internal controls. The most important thing that we have to do in this regard is segregation of duties. And I have limited, authority in that area because I only supervise the business managers jointly with the general managers. So IED has an important role, and she will be more effective in making sure that segregation of duties happen with the constraint on resources that we have. So I will not go into recommendations part because that was meant for the PNB, but those kind of issues remain the same. I don't foresee any changes there. So that's pretty much what I have to say for now. I'll turn it over to Brian now.
Okay, we'll open the floor for questions. Say your name if you want to go on stack.
Fred for the stack.
I've got Fred. Who else? Okay, go ahead, Fred.
Okay. Somebody speaking. Okay. Recently, the PNB passed a motion to use the bequest from KPF, the $50,000 bequest here at KPFK, to use it for the 2014 audit, to pay the auditors for the 2014 audit, and pay the other half of it for the elections, which was, I think, $30,000. The audit was $38,000. What's the status of that action?
Yeah, so I have updated the PNB. So let me state the facts. To my understanding, the motion was that we allocate $30,000 towards the fiscal year 14 audit because that was the minimum payment that was required, and $38,000 towards the election expenses. But a total sum of about $50,000 was approved. Only KPFK had that kind of extra amount. I will not really call extra, but maybe say some cash, because they had received a request for $50,000. So I had made a request to the GM to give me $30,000 for fiscal year 14 audit and $20,000 for election expenses. But then IED gave direct orders to the GM that $38,377 should be paid to the election expenses. So then there's no money left over for the payment of the fiscal year 14 audit. That's the reason why I said that we cannot make the payment. And I have reviewed the information for other stations, and I cannot locate any extra cash.
Okay, stack's back open. Say your name if you'd like to be on it.
Serene.
Remember, you have to unmute. I heard Serene. Who else?
Arpal.
Arpal, who else?
Michael Novick.
Michael, who else? Okay, we'll start with you, Serene. Go ahead.
Okay, thanks. You said that just yesterday, just today, you learned that KPFT is 3 months behind on central services. Did I misunderstand?
We update that, say, every
15. I can't hear you.
We update the schedule every 15 days or so. So the last time I reported, I had seen that it was 2 months behind. But now, including the July, it is 3 months behind.
And does that include to PRA, or is it just the national office?
That is the national office only.
So they're current on PRA?
It's hard to hear you, Serene.
Sam, the question was, is KPFT current on dues to PRA? Sam, you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Do you know what KPFT's payment status is with the archive?
They have generally been current. I think they were paid about maybe until the last month or so, maybe a month before.
Okay, but you don't know for sure?
No.
Okay. Next on stack is our call.
Okay. First, a bit of sort of housekeeping. During motions, someone may want to move to put the CFO's report into the minutes. Does the CFO have a problem if the recommendations on page 3 would also go into the minutes of this meeting, which will be open to the public?
So I'm not able to understand your question, Paul. Are you asking a question for me, or?
Yes. Okay, you've given us a 3-page report, and I suspect that in motions, someone will make a motion to add the this report that you've given us to the minutes. And would there be a problem for putting the recommendations, which you said are for the PNB, would be a problem with putting that into the minutes, which everyone will be able to see?
So I don't see any problem because I have already sent that report, yes.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
The other part is I'm trying to think. Okay, so the PNB voted to the PNB voted to set aside a certain amount of money, and there's a bequest to KPFK, and basically it was the bequest was to be used to pay the FY14 fees so it could get done, and elections. And what's happened is that after the elections are paid for, there's not enough money to pay for the audit. Is that correct?
No.
That's what he said.
All right.
Yeah.
So my understanding is that the audit expenses are overdue already, but is it possible the election expenses don't all need to be going? Do we need $38K right now for the election expenses, or could maybe half that be used, and then we'll see how we can fund it for the future? Because I'm wondering if the $38K is to pay for, like, the entire election, which... You know, we've got time to pay for that whole thing, I think. We should pay some of it, probably, but we probably shouldn't, try to pay
work
the whole
your way
thing
towards
the
question
to
mark,
the
Paul.
What's the matter?
Go ahead, Sam.
Well, this question should be appropriately directed towards the IED because I am not making decisions in that regard. So it's outside my control.
Okay, Michael's next.
Yes, in the document you sent today, you mentioned how much money was in the bank balance at KPFK, but you did not mention bank balances at any other stations. So I'm wondering if you can tell us what the bank balances are at the other stations, because the PNB motion was not to take the bequest from KPFK. The PNB motion was to find any excess funds available. That was the motion was amended. The motion was presented that was amended.
Yeah, so you
network. Let me finish my question. So just to clarify for the people who seem to be confused about what the PNB motion was, so I'm wondering, although you say there are no excess funds anywhere else, if you could tell us, since you added the amount of money in the bank account at KPFK, how much money is in the bank accounts at other stations?
Yeah, so I don't look at, say, today's balances alone. It's kind of a weekly review that I do because it's not possible just to look at, say, every day, the bank balances. So I'm having a good snapshot picture of all the stations, and I have reviewed the financial information. I would say that none of the stations will have any extra cash. Even a KPFK would be a hard hit because there are many expenses, and I heard that the premium payment is also outstanding. But again, it's a matter of a priority, which payments do we make? Because like everybody would agree that fiscal year 14 audit payment has to be made. So some payments, when there's not enough cash, some payments will be held back. And that was my understanding. On that basis, I concluded that about 50,000 that was received just recently by KPFK could be utilized for the payment of the 30,000 for the payment of audit fee and 20,000 for the election expenses.
So the follow-up my question is, there's not $18,000 in any other accounts anyway that can be used for that purpose to round out the sum for the auditors?
So now because we were not able to pay, because they need a lump sum payment of about $35,000 or so right now even if we find that $12,000 or so, that will not be sufficient. And the other thing that's the other biggest constraint that I'm facing is I cannot compel the general managers to make any payments by my own authority. I can only make a request, but if that request is not accepted, then I can only report back.
Adriana?
Okay. We are at time on the questions portion of the agenda. We will go into the discussion and motion section of the CFO report. I heard Adriana request a position on STAC. And
I had it requested.
Yes, I heard you, Barbara.
Thank you.
And I want to let folks know, I give people multiple opportunities to get on the STAC. You do not have to shout out while someone else is talking in order to get on STAC. And if people keep shouting out while other people are talking, I will stop writing their names down because I don't want to reward it. Now, right now I have Adriana and Barbara. You can use this time to ask questions. You can also use it for discussion or motions. Go ahead, Adriana.
Joseph for STAC.
Gotcha, Joseph. Go ahead, Adriana.
Okay. First of all, you told us before about the 3 months that KPFT is behind in central services. I have two questions, okay? In our last meeting of the LSB, July 13, I asked the general manager, and he told me that that wasn't true, that he even paid one more, and I was asking for two. You are now telling us that are three. Are you totally sure that it's like that first? And the second point is, you, in your email, you said that you mentioned the amount that was in the account of KPFK, but you say that it's not extra cash, right, or extra money. Can you tell us why don't we have the amount for all the others, station and accounts? Because, like I said, now it's all the emergency, and nobody have that, like, extra. But like I said, in May 31st, I have proof that we have more than $500,000 in accounts all over the Pacifica Foundation, in the bank accounts. We know, obviously, that it's not extra, that they don't have any better to do with that, but if the emergency was so, so terrible, and I agree, and that's why I asked then, we need to pay for the audit, why that money wasn't taken in May 31st, when some of the amount in some of the accounts we are keeping for paying July and August salaries. Now you're saying that KPFK have that, but the deadline is tomorrow for the $38,000 for elections. And to clarify something, it's not the whole payment of election. Was the minimum requested to keep going and have the ballots on time. That's why the PNB passed that. And the third point is the PNB passed a motion last year about the money that need to come back to the national office from KPFA for the bequest. It's nothing that we just did. This is from last year. And I want to know if you, during this time, you never have you told me that they didn't have the money. Do you have a better answer now? Thank you.
So I'm not very clear on the third point, but let me try to answer the first two. Regarding the KPFT outstanding balance, I will. It's my belief that they are 3 months outstanding, and if I am correct or incorrect, in any case, I will send out the statement. The second point is the bank balance. We already know the bank balance or the situation of WBI and WPFW and KPFT. With the conversation, it's very clear that there's no extra cash or any prospects for that. The only other station that is in question is KPFA. And I had gone through a very detailed review of their bank balance, their outstanding checks, and the bills to pay. And it was clear to me that they have a significant shortfall. So there's no reason for me asking for or kind of identifying that there's any extra cash there is. So again, this extra word or excess cash, when all stations are struggling, that's a misnomer or something, because there's no extra cash. We just have to put some priorities and we have to take the money and pay the bills, whatever is most urgent. That's my logic there.
Okay, Barbara, you're next.
The $38,000, as I understand it, is not just partial payment for the election. It is specifically for the mailing. And the ballots will not be mailed unless that whole amount is paid for the mailing. So that particular item can't be split. I have something to say about that that's not questioned, so I guess we're in the part where I can go ahead a little, right? The one of the items, as Brian noted, that I wanted to put on the agenda might fit into the CFO's report and the questions, is something about this payment for the sending of ballots. And I would like to propose that we delay the mailing of the ballots. And that can be done. It has been done in the past. I think it is the payment schedule, the complicated thing that Brian gave us. If we pay this first and then pay that, then we can get closer to having some of our CPB money, which is desperately needed by all of us, but specifically the stations that are furthest behind. I think that delaying paying the audit is not a very wise decision at all. And in that regard, I think even though all these decisions are hard, I would go for delaying the mailing of the ballots and paying the audit in order to have a better chance to manage the money that we are going to have. And also, I would like to throw in that I brought these motions that we passed last time to our KPFA LSB meeting, that the things that were the Finance Committee forwarded to the PNB encouraging them to do, and I want to say something just about the one of small loans, no interest loans, in order to put out this fundraising letter, which would bring more cash more immediately. And I'm personally going to, not a lot of money in my bank account, but I am going to put up $2,000 as a no-interest loan, and I encourage everybody to think whether or not you can do some kind of small loan like this. I hope we can pass this on to the PNB as well. I think it was one of, you know, all these problems seem so big, but and this was one small suggestion the CFO had that would really help. So anyway, that's one point I wanted to make, but I'm definitely think we should not be paying the ballots for the election, the mailing for the ballots. I think that's what should be delayed at this point.
So if I can make a quick comment, actually, I've seen a copy of the check that was mailed to the ballot company. So I don't know whether it can be stopped at this point in time, but I will defer it to the committee.
Oh, then I would add, please do investigate that. And, in fact, can you, like, temporarily stop it and then check in with the IED? Anyway.
Not on our authority, he can't.
Okay, well, I threw the idea out there.
Joseph, you're next, and you'll be our final speaker.
Yes. I just wanted to add a quick motion. We just found out today that our program director is moving on and that position is going to be open. And I just sent in the latest text of the motion. I'll go ahead and read it right now. It's fairly short. I move that in the KPFT budget, the expenses be reduced by the amount previously allocated to the program director position that will be vacated August 12, 2016, and remain so until the national financial issues allow the position to be sustainable. I think, you know, especially since we have so many other problems, that would be something that would help the network all the way through. That's it.
I have a question.
Hey, Diana.
I've got a question from Barbara. That takes precedence. Well, hold on. There's no time remaining on this item. Does anyone wish to propose an extension of the CFO report?
I propose 10 minutes.
A 10-minute abstention. Okay, does anyone object? Hearing none, the CFO report is extended for 10 minutes. What's your question, Barbara?
The question is for Joseph. I know how difficult it is to think of doing without a position like that, but that's very generous of you guys to think of this as a temporary solution. Did you have an ending time? Did you say want to say, you know, do without this position for a year or 6 months or not?
To answer the question, I just put in the motion and to remain so until the national financial issues allow the position to be sustainable.
Okay.
Which means as long as there's some money, I mean, if there's not any money and we're going broke, we really shouldn't be backfilling a position if we're going broke. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
And I've got a question, Joseph. Are there any indications that the position's being filled immediately?
No, it was just announced today, and I've already sent the general manager an email to discuss exactly what the ramifications will be for not filling position for a while.
And I heard Adriana. Go ahead.
Michael?
Fred, also to the stack.
Yes.
So hold on, Adriana. I'll just clarify. I've got Adriana. I have put myself down after you. And I heard Michael and Fred Blair. That'll probably kill our 10 minutes. But I will open the stack if we get to the bottom of it.
Can you hear me?
I can now, Serene. Would you also like to be on stack?
Yes, thanks.
Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes, first of all, I want to explain that I'm sorry when I interrupt somebody that was talking, asking for, telling my name, because during the first part of the meeting, for whatever reason, I cannot unmute. I was unmuting, but I couldn't talk. Obviously, nobody can listen to me. And the second problem that I'm having here is, and I didn't have the answer before, I think that it's ridiculous that we need to use our director inspection abilities or rights in order to get the balance that are in the Pacifica Foundation account. But that is my situation. I start my director's inspection in May, and you know, I'm still today without a bunch of that information. I think that is what I can see that is going on are some pieces, bits and pieces are being thrown around, and we need to make a bunch of decisions, and we don't have the information in our hands. I just heard, Barbara, you said about elections and postponing the mailing of the ballots and all of that. We need to know that there are some things that are absolutely legal. We are being sued on basis that we are not following the election like we should. But I want to know if it's any option from the CFO, if it's any option, not only in the National Finance Committee, but the whole PNB can have every month the balance that we have in the bank account. That should be a public information. Why we cannot get it, and why the executive director doesn't have the option to look at the accounts. The PNB sent orders. We talk about KPFT hiring people or not hiring people. Well, we have a hiring freeze that was broke, I don't know how many times in KPFT, without no consequences. I think that the motion that Joseph did is perfect in that sense. Because we are anticipating, but we know even if we pass this and we recommend this to the PNB and the PNB vote again, what will happen is, you know, if they decide to hire, they hire, no consequences at all. Like I said, we are told in our LSB meeting that the information that you gave us some was wrong. I am absolutely sure that is not wrong from your part, but we are being told exactly that in our open meetings. Means the information that we receive is depending who is the employee that want to give it to us. That is what I object to. Thanks. Can we have the balance of the accounts? All of them? Sam? Thank you.
Yeah. So was that a question for me or
yes.
Don't understand?
Yes. Can we have all every month, at the end of the month, the balance, the bank balance for all the Pacifica Foundation units accounts, including the national office?
Well, that would be imposing a lot of work for us.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
That would be imposing a lot of work for us because we are already kind of swamped. So I don't know whether that, say, we can comply with that.
Okay. So I want to remind folks, the stack now is debate on the motion regarding the now open program director position at KPFT. And remarks should be restrained to that topic until we dispose of it. We have 4 minutes remaining on our extension. I'm next. I would like to propose postponing until our next meeting. Joseph's answer to my question indicated there were several open questions about management's intention at KPFT. and I think they should at least...
You're fading in and out. You're postponing what?
The motion from Joseph regarding changing KPFT's budget to remove the program director position. I think we should at least have some input from local management there before we make a recommendation to PMB on that front. So I'd like to push that to our next meeting. That's my proposal. It's now a motion to postpone that's on the floor. Michael, do you want to speak to that, or do you want to wait till the stack, until if the stack goes back to the main motion?
Well, I would favor that postponement. I wanted to offer a substitute motion, which is to that the NFC recommend to the PMB to adopt items 2, 3, 4, and 5 from the CFO's recommendations.
We'll hold that till we reopen the stack. Does anyone want to speak on the proposal to postpone?
This is Serene.
Yes, Serene.
Okay, so I would also like to hear from the LSB. And their meeting on the 10th. Our next meeting would be what, the 16th?
Yes.
And you're postponing to the... So I would like to insert a recommendation that we get feedback from the LSB on the 10th prior to our meeting on the 16th. I'm fine with the postponement with that provision.
You'll need to submit your proviso in writing.
Joseph Stack.
Okay, did you send yours? I'll just amend. I'll look for it and amend it.
It's a motion to postpone to our next meeting.
Okay.
I've got Joseph on this item. Go ahead.
The one reason to be opposed to the proposal is what we're saying is a recommendation to the PMB. Secondly, the position isn't going to be opened until August 12th, so there's plenty of time between now and then to get that feedback, and it would be nice to go ahead and have this part of it done, and if for some reason there's a compelling argument to refill the position at that point, there certainly wouldn't be a problem hearing it at that point. But I think the... considering our financial situation, we should be, you know, trying to do something that will help our financial position as much as possible. Thank you.
Point of information.
What's your question, Michael?
Isn't it a requirement that the KPFT LSB would conduct a search for a program director under the bylaws?
Yes.
So
it's not bylaws. It's CPB eligibility requirements. And okay. NFCC EEO rules. There has to be an open search for all full-time positions. And a
so,
minimum of 30-day posting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Barbara for the stack.
I've got Barbara for the stack. Okay. Go ahead, Barbara. And then we're at time.
Well, since... Joseph just told us that the position is not going to be reopened until August 12th, in spite of the fact that there has to be a search and so on. I don't think there's anything wrong with this committee passing his motion, which is, as I understand it, encouraging the PNB to approve this kind of budget change and passing it tonight. I think that it would provide for what Brian is talking about of having management have a chance to have input. I would be in favor of his motion for that reason.
We're at time on the extension. Serene, do we have language on your proviso?
Sure. Can you hear me? I don't know if I'm unmuted. Yes, I'm about to hit send. I will read it. That the KPFT GM and LSB formally weigh in on the issue of delaying replacement of the PD.
Okay, does everyone understand the proviso?
Do I need to argue it?
No, there's no time
or
for
explain it.
That's the proviso in your motion to postpone?
Yes.
Hold on. Okay.
The proviso attached to the postponement.
Okay.
And your postponement was until the next meeting. That's what you said, right? So I didn't insert the date because it's already there.
Yep. Next regular.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chair, reading it.
I may not have changed the subject line. I'm sorry. Did you get it?
I have that the GM and LSB formally weigh in on the issue of delaying replacement of the PD. I guess that would be the KPFT GM, and we should put that in there. But is this an amendment to the main motion, which we are actually discussing postponing? I'm asking what the order is here.
The subject line says amendment.
Correct. Let me chair.
Postponement. Okay.
That's correct, Arpal. It is an amendment to the motion to postpone.
Okay, so, all right. So it's an amendment to the motion to postpone. Thank you.
Great. Does anyone object to that language? Hearing no objection, does anyone object to the motion to postpone as amended with that language attached?
I object.
Okay. Arpal, could you please call the roll on the motion to postpone? As amended.
Yeah, one second. All right. I have to reassemble it. Okay, it's to postpone.
Could Arpal read the motion?
Yeah, I'm reassembling the motion, and I'll be doing that in a second. Chopper, coming close. All right. I can't hear me at this point, so hold on one second. Okay. The motion that I have is to postpone the motion, Joseph's motion, to the next meeting, that the KPFT LSB formally weigh in on the issue of delaying the replacement of the program director. All right. Semigarwal.
Brian.
Yes, Serene.
He misread the motion. It says clearly that the GM and LSB. He didn't mention that just now. He didn't mention the GM.
I think he was writing down while you were talking, because I haven't seen anything come in from you yet via email.
Well, it's in. For these things, it's much faster to go to the website and copy it down. So I will put that in. When I put in KPFT, I blew out GM. Okay, that's why. Okay, so the motion is to postpone the motion to the next meeting, that the KPFT general manager and LSB formally weigh in on the issue of delaying the replacement of the program director. All right?
Okay, I think for the sake of clarity, Arpal, you should put a comma and the word end after the word meeting.
After meeting, comma, end, yeah. And that. Okay, wait a minute. All right. I have hit something, and okay. Pardon me, I'm having a little... All right. 1 second, please. I need two hands for 1 second.
Point of information.
A chair, please.
You can't ask what he was using his other hand for. I'm sorry.
No. But I have a question.
Adriana had a question. Hold on.
To postpone the motion to the next meeting, and that the... KPFT general manager. KPFT general manager and LSB formally weigh in on the issue of delaying replacement of the program director.
Okay. I heard questions. We're going to have to deal with them quickly. Serene, you had a question.
Me? I think Adriana was first.
Oh, my.
Adriana, you have a question.
Yes. I want to know what you said, what you just, Arpol read was an amendment from Serene to the postponement. Are we voting the whole motion?
The whole postponement as amended.
As amended. Okay.
Yes.
Oh,
you're welcome.
I thought it was just the whole, we're voting on the amendment.
Nope, we already approved the amendment. Serene, what was your question?
It needs to say regular meeting since we're also meeting on the 3rd. Just to be clear, that we mean our meeting on the 16th or whatever it is.
Okay. Is there any objection to inserting the word regular before the word meeting? Hearing none, it's incorporated by acclamation. Is there any objection to the motion to postpone as amended?
Yes.
Okay, Arpol, can you please call the roll on that?
Okay. Do I need to read the motion again? No, probably.
Please, no.
I want it to be voted on tonight. I would like his motion to go up tonight.
You've made that clear, Barbara. We're going to vote on whether or not that happens.
Demogarwal.
Go ahead, Arpol.
Abstain.
Nick Arena.
Yeah.
Fred Blair.
Abstain.
Adriana Kasanov.
No.
Joseph Davis.
No.
Brian Edwards Teeker.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin. Pass. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Michael Novick.
Abstain.
Serene Roberts.
Yes.
Barbara Whipperman.
No.
Okay, going back, me. Abstain. Vote is 4-4, 3 against, 4 abstentions.
Motion to postpone carries. This will go on to the agenda of our next regular meeting. Slap me upside the head if I get the copy of it.
Point of information.
What is your question, Serene?
Okay, how can we arrange to make sure that the LSB is notified of this so that they put it on their agenda?
Well, you're certainly welcome to send them a letter, as are Joseph and Adriana.
Well, I think it's better if the local folks do it, if that's agreeable, but it just needs to be done. Okay. Thank you.
Adriana?
So, folks, we are 5 minutes past the adjournment time in our agenda. It'll take a motion to extend if we're going to move forward. What we have next is the budget preparation status check-in. And after that, the motion we would need to schedule a special meeting before our next regular meeting. Does anyone wish to propose an extension?
What's our adjournment time is 9:30? Did I miss?
That's, yes.
Wow, okay. I actually wanted to spend by an hour.
Okay, so have a seat and sign in.
The motion is to extend the meeting by 1 hour. Is there an objection to extending the meeting by 1 hour?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Arpol, can you please call the roll on that?
Can we? Point of information.
A motion to extend is amendable, Tarun.
So, 30 minutes.
Is there any objection to amending the motion to extend the minutes for 30 minutes. Hearing no objection, the motion is now to extend. Was that an objection?
Adriana.
Okay. Arpol, can you call the roll on the amendment, which is to amend to 30 minutes?
Yeah, give me a second. Okay, I gotta. Okay, the amendment on the floor is to amend the motion to extend by 1 hour and make it 30 minutes instead of 1 hour.
Correct.
Sam Agarwal.
Yes.
Joel. Nick Arena.
Yes.
Fred Blair.
Yes.
Adriana Kasanov.
Yes.
Joseph Davis.
No.
Brian Edwards Tiekert.
Abstain.
R. Paul Martin, yes. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Michael Novick.
No.
Doreen Roberts.
Okay, yeah, I told them to let you in right away. Just go to the
Doreen Roberts
and they'll let you in.
Yes.
Barbara Whipperman.
Yes.
Joel.
There's a lot of background noise.
The vote is 8-4, 2 against, 1 abstention.
So the amendment carries. That means we're now facing a motion to extend for 30 minutes, which will require a separate vote. Is there any objection to extending for 30 minutes?
Yes.
Okay. It will require 2/3 to pass. R. Paul, can you please call the roll?
Okay, the motion is to extend the time for meeting by 30 minutes. Sam Agarwal.
Yes.
Nick Arena.
Yes.
Fred Blair.
Yes.
Adriana Kasanov.
Yes.
Joseph Davis.
No.
Brian Edwards Tiekert.
Abstain.
R. Paul Martin. Abstain. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Michael Novick.
Yes.
Serene Roberts.
Yes.
Barbara Whipperman.
Yes.
Okay, the vote is 8-4, 1 against, 2 abstentions.
The motion to extend carries. We are extended until 9 minutes past the hour. Our next agenda item is budget preparation check-in. I think we should just do
Adriana?
A round robin on the financial units. We will start with KPFA. Barbara, what is the status of KPFA's budget preparation?
We had our second committee of the whole presentation and discussion about the budget at our LSB meeting on Saturday, the 9th of July. The staff is working on it. And there was very little that our business manager was able to fill in, but we did have some figures and quite a lot of discussion so that the newer members of the LSB could catch on to what we have to deal with. And as far as the direction that part of the job of the LSB is to set priorities, it was noted and pretty much accepted by everybody in the meeting that that direction to the LSBs is more appropriate when there are some kind of reserves. And this is not what's happening in any of the stations or the network right now. And the business manager...
We just want to know, because we got to get through 7 units in 15 minutes, what the status is, how close you are to having a budget that the National Finance Committee can look at.
Well, I'll finish that sentence and tell you because it's very brief. The budget manager, the business manager and I both feel that the only priority recommendation that the LSB could logically make at this point is if there are any, if there is any surplus funding that shows up during the year, it should be put into reserves. And at this point, it's they're working on making a budget. It will be very tight, and I don't know exactly when it will be ready, but we're trying like heck to stick to, or as close as we can, to the expected schedule. There will be another presentation on our next LSB meeting on August 13th.
Okay, thank you, Barbara. And we will go counterclockwise through the stations and then do national units. Fred, what is KPFK's budget preparation status?
Okay, our general manager about a week ago sent us a first draft budget. Excuse me. But unfortunately, I really couldn't send it out to the entire LSB. So at our meeting last Sunday at the LSB, the general manager included confidential personnel information in the budget, and the LSB told her basically to take that out and present us with a budget that we could all go over and discuss. And I don't know when when she's going to come back with her budget, but I think we're at least 3 to 4 weeks from getting being able to actually vote on the budget at this point.
Okay, moving to KPFT, Joseph.
Yeah, we got on the 20th, after the 20th, the GM sent us their initial budget that has been sent out to the Finance Committee members. We're currently scheduling the first Finance Committee meeting that will occur before the next LSB meetings in order to begin discussions of specifics in the budget. So that's where we are.
Moving on to WPFW.
So at this point, the budget process for next year has been stalled around our current funding issues. And there is a meeting that's been called for July the 28th to deal with the current issues around finances and the steps that need to be taken by the general manager, et cetera. So do not have an update for the budget, but focus on the current immediate need is being the priority right now.
WBAI or Paul?
Okay. Before we do anything in that, I from what I just heard, it should be noted for everyone that the LSBs are not supposed to see that what people get paid directly. In fact, there's an entire formula for how you can look at all that stuff. So I would hope that everybody would know that, because the reason for that is a lot of people at Pacifica are working in jobs where if they go to another job and they see how much they've been paid, they'll get paid a lot less at another job. All right. At WBAI, our general manager has said he's not doing the budget. He has, in fact, sent an email to the national office, to the interim executive director and the CFO, saying that they have to do it because he's not doing it. So that's the status of it. The next local finance committee meeting is on August 4th. And it's going to depend on somebody, either our general manager who says he's not doing it or the national office, putting something out that looks like a budget for WBAI. That's it.
Sam, National Office and Pacifica Radio Archives.
Okay. Yeah, so Pacifica Radio Archive will make their own budget. I think Mariana is working on that. And for the national office, I'm thinking that I will be able to spare some time around August 1st week. So in the next finance committee meeting, I think I should be able to submit a tentative budget.
Okay. Does anybody expect to have a budget ready for even preliminary finance committee review by August 3rd when we're considering a special meeting? Well, that silence is pretty deafening.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That does it for the budget progress check-in. I expect it will be the bulk of our next regular meeting, but not something we can get to at our next special meeting.
Hey, Diana, Serene, please.
Yes, we have 6 minutes left to discuss this. I've got Adriana and then Serene. Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes. I have first a question about if we talked in previous meeting about defining the central service for this budget that we are preparing, which the formula will be and how that will be done. That is first. I mean, we are asking for budget, but we didn't have that yet. And if we have it, we don't know it. But the second thing that I want to say is, you know, I want to make a motion to request that the National Finance Committee, we provide every month of the balance of all the bank accounts in every month. At the end of the month, I mean, at the beginning of the next month, I mean, we have last month's balance for all the units. I believe that that should be not even be a request, but I want a formal motion with that.
Okay, I'm going to rule that that's not germane to an agenda item entitled Budget Development Check-In. If you wish to propose it as a separate item on this agenda, you can do so. Serene.
Point of personal privilege.
Yes, Michael.
I was knocked off the call, so can somebody just say what we're voting on or discussing at the moment?
There's no vote pending. We're still checking in on the status of budget preparation at each station.
Okay, thank you.
Serene, you're next.
Information, Mr. Okay. Chair.
What's your question, Adriana?
Yes, it's the second time in the same meeting that I'm requesting for the same information. How can we work in a budget, how can we be informed in budget and work with budget if we don't know our balance, the balance of our accounts? How could that be that I need to request especially that the National Finance Committee receive this? I requested before.
Yeah, but a budget document typically shows income and expenses, not balances. I agree it would be good information to have. We don't have it. We haven't had balance sheets for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Our accounting staff have been working to catch up on that. Serene, you're next.
Okay, so thank you. One of the things, there's a motion, I think it's, I don't know what stage it's at, I think we tabled it to deal with the SCA money. And the importance of giving stations credit for the money that their antenna use is generating on the sidebands issue. And I would like that to be considered as we're preparing the budgets because, I don't know, did we table it? If so, I'm moving to take it off the table. If we didn't table it, can someone tell me what exactly happened with it? Stations are generating significant funds by the use of the subsidiary broadcast, and I would like stations to, the money can continue going into the national office as at present, but stations should get the benefit of a credit on their essential service payments for that.
Mr. Secretary, do you recall the disposition of that motion?
Not offhand. However, I will point out the
No, please don't point out. Professional
right,
was what
I do not recall offhand. I'd have to search the minutes for that.
Okay. As I recall, Serene, you withdrew it at some point, but my memory may be hazy. We can certainly look that up before the next meeting, and you're certainly free to introduce it again if you want to.
Okay. Thank you. I will.
Michael, do the second
time. Yeah, we can take one more. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, there was some discussion earlier about looking at the central service payments requirements that would be asked of the stations, which seems like essential information for the stations to proceed to develop their budgets. So I'm wondering how we're dealing with that.
Thank you, Michael.
So my thought was that we would go over the national office budget, which should outline the expenses the national office reasonably anticipates, adjust the total central services amount to meet that, which might involve raising the total amount or lowering the total amount, and then divide it among the stations based on their average income over the four preceding years, which is what we did last time we adjusted the central services formula. But we did it
right,
based
I think
on
that's,
the national office. So that would have to wait till we have a national office budget.
Yes, I'd also like to schedule the time to discuss the assessments based on the four-year rolling average list. That's proven quite unreliable as a predictor of current income and therefore has generated some of the problems we're facing.
Okay. Well, that would, you know, that would be a good discussion to have at our next meeting, even if we're
I'm not saying to discuss it now. I'm just saying I want to, you know, agenda.
Can you do me a favor? Because I've just been
sure.
exiled from my
business
and taking Paul from a stoop. Can you send in an email requesting that be on our next agenda so that I don't forget to put it there?
Okay. Thank you.
Point of information.
Right. What's your question, Adriana?
Yes. What is different about the first part when I asked about the central service that we will use, because we are asking the station to prepare a budget? That was the first part of my question, right?
I'm not sure what your question is, Adriana.
Exactly that. I didn't have an answer on that.
I don't know what that is.
The central service, the formula for the central service to use for the budget. That was the first part of my question.
And what is your question about the central service formula?
Didn't just Michael explain it better? Nobody understood what I was trying to say when I asked for that central service formula to use this year.
I'm sorry, I was off the call when you did that. If I repeated something you already suggested, I apologize.
No, Michael, I'm sorry. I'm really glad that you bring it because I didn't receive the answer. Thanks, God, you bring it back.
Okay, so, Adriana, do you have the answer now?
Yes, do you want to prepare us to prepare the budget or ask the general manager to use the information from last year and then we can adjust it after the national office? Is that what you are telling us to do?
Oh, that's a very good question. And Sam, you should weigh in if you think differently, but I think probably the most prudent thing would be to carry over the current central service payment because probably the new numbers will not be vastly different. But for drafting purposes, to carry over the current payment amount. Sam, do you think they should use any other method?
Well, I will go with the same averages because that is more representative, because I don't know what other formula we can come up with that can be acceptable.
But for the purposes of drafting, should they just use the same monthly dollar amount they're paying now?
Yeah. That is what I'm working with. I plugged in those numbers exactly. But I'm not done with my tentative budget, so at this time I don't know whether that may be enough to cover all the critical payments that we have to make.
I understand.
Yeah.
Adriana, does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, thank you. The next question is whether we should call a special meeting before our next regular meeting. The only open date on KPFTX is a Wednesday. It's August 3rd, just over 2 weeks from tonight. I don't have a proposed topic for that meeting. I was hoping we might have some draft budgets to begin work on.
Ms. Joseph?
If anyone wishes to make
a potential scheduling conflict, that's all. For August 3rd.
Oh, you have a potential scheduling conflict. Okay.
Yeah, so do I. I'm flying back from the East Coast.
Well, maybe it wouldn't kill us to go a full month without meeting in the middle of summer. I just wanted to make sure that didn't slip by.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir, our Paul.
I will point out nobody's made a motion to put the written CFO report into the minutes yet, and maybe they might want to do that before we adjourn.
I move that we put the CFO report in our minutes.
Well, that's interesting. I think the time to do that would have been during the CFO report.
Yes, I thought so, too. That's why I mentioned it before the motions part of it.
Point of order?
I called another motion out of order because it wasn't germane to the topic on the agenda.
Exactly.
So I would have to rule that out of order on the same grounds, Joseph. I'm sorry. The next item was, or Paul, you'll have to help me because you were taking notes and we were amending the agenda.
Current funding
crisis.
This
is the one added by Barbara.
Current funding crisis, it's called.
Great. And we have exactly 11 minutes remaining in our extension.
11?
10 minutes allocated for this item. So Barbara, what is the motion you wish us to take up?
Well, I didn't word this as a motion, but the words that are there, I, at this point in time, my first point was more talking about this no interest loans, but I don't want to make a motion about that. I just wanted to get on the record that this was an important thing that the CFO had requested. But I would like to make a motion. I don't know. Did we do this already? That the payment to the auditor be made before the payment of postage advance for the election mailing, and the consequences of delaying the election mailing be discussed and dealt with by the PNB. And
R. Paul, were you writing fast enough to keep up with that?
I only got that payment to the auditor be made before payment and
of the postage advance for mailing election ballots.
Let him finish, Barbara. R. Paul, what did you write down?
What I read is all I got down.
Sorry, please read it again.
All right, well, I've added to it. That payment to the auditor be made before payment in advance for mailing the election ballots. That's what I got so far.
Barbara, are you happy with that as your motion language?
Well, it's a postage advance, yes. I am, except the advance is the postage advance.
Adriana?
Payment of...
Hold on, Adriana.
Okay, so that payment to the auditor be made before payment of postage advance for mailing the election ballots.
Mm-hmm. And Barbara, we're to interpret this as a recommendation to the PNB.
Yes.
Correct? Okay. R. Paul, can you add that prefatory language? The National Finance Committee recommends to the PNB?
Yep. Okay.
Michael, do the spec.
Okay. I heard Adriana on stack, and I heard Michael on stack.
Fred.
I've got Fred. Who else? Okay, go ahead, Adriana.
I move that we postpone this motion to the next meeting because obviously less than we are in adjournment time, and we don't have time to discuss this motion. I ask for postponement of this motion to the next meeting.
Okay, it's a new stack on the motion to
Barbara
postpone.
Barbara, that motion.
I've got Barbara. Who else? Okay, go ahead, Barbara.
Well, we can't postpone it because this check has already been written, and the only thing that can salvage this particular thing that would help our finances is if the CFO can immediately investigate putting a stop payment on the check that's been written to the postage, and there will have to be a decision about delaying the mailing of the election ballots. And I know there's been a suit, but I don't believe it was just about mailing ballots. I think we can still keep the election schedule going. The vote period would be delayed, but the whole election wouldn't.
Motivate my motion, Brian?
Sure. Go ahead, Adriana.
How long do we have in the last statement? How long do we have in the, how is the rest of the meeting? How
7 minutes remaining.
How much? How many?
7 minutes. I hope you don't need all of them.
Okay. No. That's okay. What I'm saying is I believe that is totally, this motion is, first of all, is totally unnecessary because the post-advance was already sent after the PNB motion that we vote that need to be sent by the 20th. It means the deadline was tomorrow. And this committee, the only thing that can do is recommend, and the PNB is the one that needs to decide. Since the practical point of view, this is nothing that can be done because nobody can do anything. We cannot direct anybody. The National Finance Committee, like all the other committees, just recommend to the PNB, and the PNB adopt motions.
That's what the motion is.
This is unpractical.
Barbara, that's your call.
This, that's why it's unpractical, because the recommendation needs to be adopted by the PNB before anything else. We have a motion that was already approved by the PNB to send that payment by, that the deadline was July 20, tomorrow. It's nothing that we can, it's not time that we can stop that. The check was cut, the CFO already say so. Okay, it's impractical. This motion is not possible for us to make the PNB resolve this. Thank you.
Any further discussion on the motion postponed? Hearing none. I take it there's a division, so we'll need a recording vote.
You're having an echo, Brian. It's hard to hear.
I'm not having an echo. Somebody else who is not on mute is producing an echo. R. Paul, can you please call the roll?
Okay, the motion is to postpone Barbara's motion. Sam Agarwal.
So are we postponing the motion that was proposed by Barbara?
That's what the motion on the floor is. The motion right now is to postpone that motion to the next meeting.
Yes.
Nick Arena.
Yes.
Fred Blair.
Pass.
Adriana Kasanov.
Yes.
Joseph Davis.
No.
Brian Edwards-Tiekert.
No.
R. Paul Martin, no. Tony Norman.
Abstain.
Michael Novick.
Yes.
Serene Roberts.
I'm sorry, can I ask for a clarification, Brian?
Not during voting, Serene. It's a motion to postpone.
But it's about my vote. It affects my vote. I mean, I don't think it's implementable, so...
Exactly.
What's the point of postponing it if it's not implementable?
That's a rhetorical question.
No, it really isn't.
Serene, you've been secretary. You know how hard it is to keep order during votes. Vote yes, no, abstain, or not voting, please.
I abstain. I think we're wasting time.
Barbara Whipperman.
No.
Going back. Fred Blair.
No.
4-4, 5 against, 2 abstentions.
Motion to postpone fails. We are in motion with 3 minutes remaining. On stack, I had Michael and then Fred. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, I think the motion is improper. I'm opposed to it. The question really is, where is the money going to come from to pay for the audit? As the CFO made clear, no station has excess funds, and that includes KPFK. The staff at KPFK is on salary reduction. The manager of the KPFK on salary reduction. We have unpaid bills. The $50,000 that came in was not excess money; it was just unanticipated revenue. So basically, what's happening is we have to find various sources of cash that are available to pay for the audit and the election, and we still need to do that to pay for the audit. That's what has to happen. This motion doesn't solve any problems whatsoever. Thank you.
Barbara.
Fred.
I support Barbara's motion. I think Michael's wrong. At last, the KPFK LSB meeting last Sunday, the GM reported that there's $190,000 in our bank account as of Sunday, and then there's also the $50,000 bequest. I know we have to pay payroll, but there should be some money, there should be some way to find $20,000 for this audit, which is, we really need to get paid and finished off. Thank you.
Okay. I had heard Barbara, who would be second time on this. I had heard Michael, who was second time on this. I had added myself after Fred. Who else wanted to be on stack?
Adriana.
Okay, Adriana, second time. Who else?
Serena.
Yes. I don't know what use the motion will be because of the timing issues Adriana raised. I do think the National Board did an unfortunate thing when it didn't give clear direction about how to prioritize its spending, and I think it was a mistake to pay for the election before the audit. We have huge exposure if the audit's delayed and we lose our directors and officers' liability insurance. It makes us a sitting duck for anyone who's thinking of litigating against us because stakes become much higher for Pacifica, and that's a looming deadline. Every election since I've been a part of the foundation for the past 13 years, the mailing has been delayed for one reason or another without practical consequence. And what the PNB discussed in terms of a process was using the 2014 audit to secure a mortgage that we could use to finance the several competing legal requirements we have to meet in the next couple of months and hopefully see us through to getting CPB money reinstated. Putting the election in front of that just seems to me to cut off what little room to maneuver we have. Again, I don't expect any practical consequence from this motion. I do think belatedly it's the right thing to do. The stack, as I called it, Barbara, is, we're on to second people. So
yes.
If you haven't spoken yet on this, pipe up, and you'll go to the top of the stack. Barbara's next.
Hello? Well, I would like to say that
Hello?
Without...
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Barbara. Serene had not spoken yet, and she had asked to be on the stack. Go ahead, Serene, and you'll be last.
Okay, so I think the audit is really important, and I would urge people to lend money towards paying the auditor with the understanding that they're first in terms of payback when money comes in. But I do not think that a motion... which is not even going to get to the PNB until August 4th, is a good use, you know, discussing that motion isn't a good use of our time. It's not going to achieve the desired results, even if it were to pass.
Is it my turn now?
No, it's not, because our extension is exhausted. So we'll now go to a vote on the pending business, which is Barbara's motion. Paul, can you please call the roll on that motion?
Yeah, hold on a second.
Can I comment on Serene's last statement?
No, when time is up, there is
All
no
right.
comment. Go ahead, Paul.
Okay, the motion is, the NFC recommends to the PNB that payment to the auditor be made before payment of postage advance for mailing the election ballots. Sam Agarwal.
Yes.
Nick Arena.
No.
Fred Blair.
Yes.
Adriana Kasanov.
No.
Joseph Davis.
Yes.
Brian Edwards-Tiekert.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin. Yes. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Michael Novick.
No.
Serene Roberts.
Abstain.
Barbara Lipperman.
Yes.
Going back, Tony Norman.
Abstain.
Okay, I think that's everybody. The vote is 6-4, 3 against, 2 abstentions.
The motion passes, and that does it for tonight's meeting. Thank
Mr.
you everybody
Chair.
For the time.
Brian,
may I ask you a question before? I may have to do have nothing to do with this meeting, please.
If you want to ask me a question that has nothing to do with the meeting, give me a call once we're done.
I have
a
question for the meeting.
What I'm talking about, we never have meetings of 1 hour.
Well, and tonight is no exception.
No, I mean, in the agenda was 1 hour.
That Thank you for chairing, Brian.
Mr. Chair, I have a question.
What's your question?
Does anybody want to vote to put the CFO's report into the minutes somehow? I just want to point out that we didn't vote to do it, so it ain't going to be in there without a motion to do so, as required by Robert.
Paul, if you want to propose it as an amendment to the minutes when we're approving those minutes, it'll be in order then. It's not in order now.
Okay,
Let's
fine.
Let's do that.
Just
yes,
want everybody
okay.
to be on the same page.
Good night, everybody. The meeting
Good
is
night.
Adjourned.
Good night.